This is Scott Becker with the Scott Becker Private Equity and Business Update for April 19th, 2021. Here's the six or seven stories we're following this morning. First, Goldman Sachs posted record profits in the first quarter. Goldman had revenues of $17.7 billion, profits of $6.84 billion. Both numbers were record quarterly numbers for Goldman. Investment banking grew tremendously. Trading revenue also grew almost 50%. So a great quarter for Goldman Sachs and also for most of the financial institutions. Second story deals with Morgan Stanley, two different pieces of Morgan Stanley. Morgan Stanley lost $911 million on our Archegos family office, the Wang family office. Even though they lost $911 million, Credit Suisse, in contrast, lost $4.7 billion on Archegos. And Morgan Stanley had a record first quarter of profits of $4.1 billion. So not was in the Archegos losses. It was a great quarter. They also show revenues from assets under management rise to $6 billion in its wealth management area. Trading revenue also rose tremendously. Throughout the sort of industry, investment banking revenues also rose greatly as the first quarter was a crazily heavily period for both public offerings and for just M&A activity. Third story that we're following is the Dow Jones Index reached a record at 34,200 points. This is driven by low interest rates, government stimulus, improved corporate earnings. The good news for the overall indexes in the economy is that the rise in stocks is much more broad-based than it was in the last year. Over the last year, so much of the improvement and increases in the indexes was based on Facebook, Google, Microsoft, Amazon, and a handful of companies. This is much more broad-based. Fourth story we're following is the 10-year Treasury yield dropped again below 1.6%. Right now, starting the day today at about 1.57. This will again lead to increased activity in equities and will continue to strengthen the equity indexes as there's almost no place else to put money but the equities. The last couple of stories that we're following today are really relate to Microsoft. Microsoft is sort of fascinating. It's buying Nuance in the healthcare area for $16 billion. Signifies two things. One, Microsoft has so much money. It's in almost 100 acquisitions in the last 4 years, or more than 100 acquisitions. This is its second biggest acquisitions after its LinkedIn acquisition in 2016 for $26 billion. Nuance is in the healthcare area, $16 billion. But it also signifies that healthcare is such a big part of the economy that every big company somehow or another is going to be in the healthcare business. So there's just so much money that flows through healthcare, 20% or so of the economy. So regardless of what company you are, you're probably going to have a big healthcare effort in your company. Thrilled to see, and a last story, thrilled to see the Becker's Healthcare Podcast finish this week at the 20th overall all-time business news daily podcast for on Apple, which is indicative of just doing overall terrific. And thrilled to see growth in the Becker Private Equity Podcast. I know today's is more of a Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast, and thank you very much for listening.